The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhard for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. For the next half hour, I will be reading from Scout Life. Blade Basics. Enjoy your time on the ice with this skating gear. Skating is a great way to enjoy the ice, whether it's around a rink or across a frozen pond, lake, or river. With the right gear and preparation, you can glide safely and smartly. Always skate within your ability. Ask someone to teach you if you've never skated before. If you haven't skated in a while, take it slow and easy. You can wear protective gear, a helmet, knee and elbow pads, and wrist protectors to help prevent injuries. Indoor skating centers are a great place to start because the ice is well maintained and smooth. Natural ice could have small cracks or rough textures that can make you fall. When you skate outdoors, check for cracks and thickness. It should be at least 4 inches thick uniformly. Natural ice can vary in thickness. Pay attention to changes in ice color or texture, which can indicate thickness changes. If it's too thin, you could break through the ice. As ice warms up from solar radiation, it weakens from within. To determine if it's still safe, cut out a chunk of ice and drop it or hammer it. If it shatters easily, don't go out on the ice. The safety gear. Safety is a top priority. Dress for the weather and have adult supervision on site. Don't try complex tricks or skate too fast. Be aware of your surroundings and other people on the ice. For skating outdoors, it's a good idea to wear full protective gear, which includes a helmet, soft shell elbow and knee pads, and wrist protectors. These items help reduce the risk of an injury in case you fall. Your helmet should be certified for winter sports. Bring a dry bag with warm clothes and a drink to stay hydrated. Even if it's cold, you can still work up a sweat. Carry a whistle so you can alert others if someone breaks through the ice. Have a pair of ice awls with you. It can help you get out of the water if you fall through the ice. We like the NRS Pick of Life Ice Awls for $27.50, which dig into the ice and are brightly colored so you can easily find them in low light. The right skates. Ice skating is so fun. Speed, spins, G-force, it's all there, says Luke Mell, an outdoor educator from Anchorage, Alaska, who teaches ice safety and rescue through his company, Triple Point Training. You might look like Bambi when you first get on the ice, but even after just a few hours, you'll get the hang of it. The three most common types of skates are figure skates, hockey skates, and Nordic skates. Get started by checking local sporting goods stores for deals. You can find used figure and hockey skates for around $50 to $100. Used Nordic skate blades start around $120, but you also need bindings and ski boots. Nordic skates are most efficient for long days on the ice, and they're the warmest. Hockey and figure skates are more playful. Figure skates are built to jumps and spins. They have long, curved blades with toe picks and a high leather boot for support. Riedel's Horizon skates, $109, are great entry-level skates with comfortable synthetic leather upper boots. Hockey skates are designed for speed, quick turns, and aggressive stops. They feature shorter, more curved blades attached to a lower, rigid, plastic composite boot. Consider CCM's Next Player skates starting at $59.99, which are shaped to fit well and feel comfortable. Nordic skates are for long-distance skating on natural ice. They have long, nearly flat blades mounted to cross-country ski bindings with a cross-country skate ski boot that clicks into the binding. You can find Nordic skate blades for as low as $135. Add a Nordic skate binding and a skate ski boot with ankle support and you're good to go. One binding we recommend is Rotofella's NNN Performance Skate Binding at $75. Care for your skates. Inspect your skates before you use them, checking that every part is in good working order and the blades are sharp. When you carry your skates or walk in them off ice, put on the blade guards to protect your blades. After you're done skating, loosen the laces or straps so your foot can easily come out. Tugging off a leather boot can stretch it out of shape. Thoroughly dry both boots and blades with a towel. This will prevent the blades from rusting and the boots from deteriorating. Remove the blade guards before storing your skates to prevent blemishes from forming. Store your skates in a bag so the blades don't hit each other. Survive falling through ice. If you fall through the ice on a lake, pond, or river, stay as calm as possible. Falling into freezing water triggers an involuntary gasp. Don't climb out immediately. Focus on your breathing. Have confidence things will get better, Mel says. You have about 10 minutes before you lose function of your hands, feet, arms, and legs as your blood moves to your core to protect vital organs. Exit the water in the direction you came from, where you know the ice is solid. Reach for the unbroken solid ice. This is where ice alls help. And flutter kick to push yourself horizontal with the surface. Scoot forward gently to avoid breaking the ice's edge. Pull yourself out and slide onto the ice. Stay flat and roll or crawl away from the hole before standing. After you're off the ice, get out of your wet clothes and change into dry ones to prevent hypothermia. Get indoors or to a source of heat. Drink warm and sugary drinks and wrap yourself with a blanket. Scouting around. Field book facts. Sleep tight. To be fully rested for a day of adventure, set up an adjustable sleeping system to help you find the right amount of comfort. Start with a waterproof ground cloth underneath your tent. This will protect the bottom of your tent from moisture. You can use a sheet of plastic from a hardware store, a tarp or a tent footprint. Next, a sleeping bag provides cushion to sleep on. Plus, it helps retain body heat when on the ground. Your sleeping bag should be suitable for the season. Look at the bag's temperature rating. This is a guideline for how warm it can be based on the air temperature. There are many factors when it comes to the bag's effectiveness, though, so you'll also know when to have extra clothing if the temperature drops in the night. Have on hand a stocking hat, long underwear, mittens, and extra socks. Fresh clothes are best to sleep in instead of the clothes you wore during the day. Your tent serves as the last layer of your sleeping system. It can block the wind and hold in some warmth. Rare storm provides merit badge opportunity. New Orleans, Louisiana doesn't usually get snow, but last winter the city received nearly a foot of the white stuff. The three siblings in Amidon family saw a chance to earn the snow sports merit badge during the rare winter storm. Anthony, an Eagle Scout, Addison, 13, a first-class scout, and Aiden, 11, a first-class scout, all with Troop 185 of New Orleans, had one pair of antique snowshoes, and they scrambled to make two more sets out of racquetball rackets by zip-tying them to hiking boots. The scouts trudged 2 miles through the snow with their parents following behind them. "This is a good memory to have, that I got to walk in the snow with my family in my hometown I grew up in," Addison said. After the hike, the winter fun didn't stop. The family romped around in the snow, and Aiden, the gymnast of the family, demonstrated his skills by doing flips and cartwheels. "We were playing in the snow all day," Anthony says. Pack tackles the slopes. For the past few years, Pack 106 of Queens, New York, has gone to Shawnee Mountain Ski Area in eastern Pennsylvania. The resort offers scouts discounted lift tickets and rental equipment for a weekend every winter. "All the staff was very friendly and helpful, and the atmosphere was great," said Alexandra Tarnowski, 9, a Bear Scout. Scouts could choose to ski or snowboard. Many beginners pick skiing because it allows both legs to move, but snowboarding was also popular. After a time on the slopes, the pack took a lunch break, though some wanted to keep skiing. Many Cub Scouts bravely tried new things, like riding the chairlift, which requires some skill and timing to get on and off. "Being with my friends is definitely the best part," said Daniel Broski, 8, a Bear Scout. Fuel to keep warm. During the winter months, eating the right type of food plays a big part in keeping you warm. You might find yourself craving savory and sweet foods, comfort foods, basically. Some scientists believe this is your body's response when it's cold, and you need to burn more calories to stay warm. To replenish those calories, you might want foods rich in sugar, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. These calorie-dense foods produce the energy to keep you going in the cold. Some quick, tasty options include nuts, cheese, meat, oatmeal, and peanut butter. It's a good idea to have snacks available when you need to refuel throughout the day. You'll also want to drink plenty of fluids. Hydration is just as important in the winter as it is in the summer. Take breaks to drink water or sports beverages that contain sugar and electrolytes. Plan your menu with calorie-dense meals in mind. Dutch oven meals are a go-to in the winter months. If you want some ideas for savory meals you can make in a Dutch oven, visit go.scoutlife.org/Dutch oven. Airy on the Prairie. Scout answers reader mails. First, a message from Scout the mascot. "New year, new me. That's right. For my New Year's resolution, I'm giving up something I really love. I will no longer be swooping down to take fries off picnic tables. It's selfless, I know, but I'm doing it because someone, the boss, calls it rude. Oh well. Before we get to some letters, I'd like to introduce you to a very special someone. The boss's boss, Mr. Roger Crone. He's the Chief Scout Executive, President, and CEO of Scouting America. That's a mouthful. Best of all, he's a lot nicer than the boss. Take it away, Roger." Hello, readers. Scout asked me to help with his heavy workload by answering a letter each issue. Feel free to send me questions about scouting, camping, how to have fun, or what's ever on your mind. Ask away. To start, I'd like to call your attention to what's featured on the next page. It's a really big deal. To help celebrate our country's 250th anniversary this year, we're kicking off Service 250. It's all about giving back through service, with a goal of each unit striving to achieve 250 hours of good deeds in 2026. It's a way of doing something special for our great nation, and I can't wait to participate. Talk to your leaders about what your unit can do to be a part of this awesome celebration. Happy New Year, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for making the magazines. I like them because of the pictures and words. Keep making them, please. What's the next one going to be about? How many people work with you? Benjamin H., Winter Garden, Florida. Benjamin, thanks for your kind words. The next issue, I can't spoil the surprise, but I can say you'll see lots of pictures and words about camp. As for your other question, it takes a talented group to make this magazine, and they're all passionate about scouting. They're happy to help scouts like you. I think the article about snow sports tips was beneficial. I now understand the hazards of snow sports and how to improve at them. I like how you had a good picture, which hooked me into reading this article. I hope you make more of these in the future. Rion S., Sugar Land, Texas. Rion, we're glad you picked up some helpful tips, especially at the snowy time of year. I'm more of a water sports bird, but it was good for me to read too. And there's more where that came from. We promise outdoor adventure advice in every issue. I really enjoyed your article about David Montgomery and how he's an Eagle Scout. I would love it if y'all could do more of these. I never would have guessed he was a scout. Also, I thought it was really cool how he talked about the Pinewood Derby. Will S., Mountain Brook, Alabama. David Montgomery's story proves that scouts can do amazing things no matter where they soar after scouting. We'll see what we can do about featuring more superstars who started out in scouting. And remember, Will, if scouting left such a big impression on David Montgomery, it's probably going to stick with you in a big and small way, too. Speaking of counting, I can count about 10 fries on the boss's desk right now. I promised I wouldn't grab them off picnic tables. I made no such deal about desks. To avoid telling on myself, I'm not saying what I'm going to do next, but I got a fly. See you next month. America 250. To celebrate America's 250th birthday, Scouting America and America 250 are launching Service 250, a nationwide challenge for each unit to complete 250 hours of service throughout this year. Kicking off with the National Day of Service on February 7th, Scouts will contribute hours through food drives, Eagle projects, cleanups, and more, honoring our nation through meaningful community service. Here are some service-related adventures and merit badges for you to check out. Lion, King of the Jungle. Tiger, Team Tiger. Wolf, Council Fire. Bear, Pause for Action. Weebelos, My Community. Arrow of Light, Citizenship. Merit Badges, Citizenship in the Community. Emergency Preparedness, Personal Management, Sustainability, Woodworking, and more. Now a look at the calendar for January and February. January 14th is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Don't embarrass Rex or Fluffy too much. And it's okay if your pet doesn't want to dress up at all. June 19th is a federal holiday celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. February is Black History Month. February 2nd, Groundhog Day. February 16th is President's Day. On this date, January 10th, 1899, the first U.S. escalator is patented. January 24th, 1848, gold is discovered in California, sparking a gold rush that brought 300,000 people to the state. February 15th, 1903, the first teddy bear is made, named after President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt. February 26th, 1919, Grand Canyon National Park is established. See it. watch Will, a small but mighty goat, dive into Roarball, the wildest sport on four hooves. When he joins an elite team of animal athletes, this determined underdog, or undergoat, must prove he has the heart and hustle to compete. Goat charges into theaters February 13th, not rated at press time. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Visit go.scoutlife.org Valentine gift for a fun, fast, and budget-friendly gift idea. This is the first in our 10 Under 10 series. 10 DIY projects you can make in 10 minutes for $10 or less. Stay tuned to see what the next issue has in store. Broadcast of Champions. The College Football National Championship is January 19th on ESPN. The Winter X Games are January 23rd through the 25th on ESPN and ABC. Super Bowl 60 is February 8th on NBC. The NBA All-Star Game is February 15th on NBC. The 68th NASCAR Daytona 500 is February 15th on Fox. Visit scoutlife.org time zone to see the time zone map. Dots that make a difference. World Braille Day is January 4th. Braille is a special writing system made of patterns of raised dots. Louis Braille, who became blind at a young age, created the system in 1824 when he was only 15 years old. Braille is still used around the world today, even in scouting. World Braille Day reminds us of the importance of ensuring that everyone has equal access to reading, learning, and communication. People who are blind or have low vision run their fingertips along the dots to read. Read It. Race to the Truth, Abolition and the African American Story. Abolition and the African American Story introduces some of the young people who played key historic roles as soldiers, conductors on the Underground Railroad, and more in an effort to achieve freedom and equality for African Americans by Patricia William Dockery. Crown Books for Young Readers, $12.99, ages 10 and up. The Dragon's Apprentice, Revenant Returns. A village girl named Sierra discovers a magical book and learns spells from a dragon, threatening the power of the Draconic Empire. Prince Aiden, the Emperor's son and a powerful user of magic himself, is sent to stop her before her magic causes big trouble in The Dragon's Apprentice, Revenant Returns. By James Riley, Labyrinth Road, $18.99, ages 8 through 12. National Popcorn Day is January 19th. Popcorn is a healthy snack. Plain popcorn is rich in fiber and has very few calories. More than 15 billion quarts of popcorn are eaten every year in the U.S. That's enough to cover the entire state of Rhode Island knee-deep in popcorn. Popcorn was first enjoyed by Native Americans more than 5,000 years ago. Each popcorn kernel contains a tiny bit of water. The water turns into steam when heated, causing the kernel to explode. Many tasty flavors on grocery store shelves include classic butter, caramel, cheese, and chocolate drizzle. Popcorn is a special type of corn called Zea Maize Everta. The corn has a hard outer shell. Sea City, Iowa is home to the world's largest popcorn ball. It weighs 9,370 pounds. New Year's around the world. For the new year, people around the world do all sorts of things in hopes of bringing good luck. Here are some of those traditions. Germany. Pour hot liquid lead into cold water. If it makes the shape of a heart, there will be a wedding this year. A ship means travel, and a pig predicts plenty of food. China. Paint the front door a lucky color of red. The Philippines. Wear polka dots and build up piles of round fruits and coins to bring wealth. South Africa. Dump old furniture from the highest window for a new beginning. Mexico. Walk around the block with a suitcase to lock in happy travels. Spain. Eat 12 grapes at the stroke of midnight. Each one represents a month of the year. United States. Eat black-eyed peas, greens, and cornbread for a windfall of coins, dollars, and gold. Did you know the Times Square ball was first dropped in 1907 after there was a ban on fireworks? The original ball weighed 700 pounds and was 5 feet wide. Today it's twice as big and weighs 11,875 pounds. Ask the gear guy. What should I wear to maintain traction in the snow? From Jack in Zeleninople, Pennsylvania. When you hike across a snowfield in boots, you risk slipping and falling, especially if the snow melted and refroze. To be prepared, attach a pair of traction devices such as crampons to your footwear. The metal spikes dig into the snow and ice and allow you to walk more easily and safely. If you're hiking in steeper terrain, you'll want big spikes. For a winter hike, smaller spikes will work just as fine. As an alternative to crampons, Catula offers EXO spikes, $73.95 a pair, and micro spikes, $83.95 a pair. Each sporting a dozen spikes on a harness that you can stretch over your boots or shoes. Trekking up a slope, I prefer the micro spikes because the nearly half-inch stainless steel spikes grip the ice well enough that I didn't slide all the way. But for walking over ice and snow on flat terrain, the smaller tungsten carbide spikes on the EXO spikes still provide plenty of traction. We have run out of time for today's episode of Kids on the Go. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. I'm Lisa Bernhard, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.